This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
June 23rd, it's the last day that we're going to be on the radio on the Phil Hendry Show, the last day. And so what we're going to be doing for the next couple of weeks is taking phone calls from people who've been with us for a long time. And we've never done this before, and that's just talk to folks. I don't even know how to do that. I mean, I don't know how to do... Well, I know how to do a traditional talk show, but it's not the most exciting thing for me. But I thought for the last couple of weeks talking to people who may want to wish me well, or may want me to go away forever, or whatever. We would open our phone lines up at 1-800-449-8686, because I thought that at some point we ought to connect with the audience on that level. On the 23rd, our radio show will be coming to an end. And when I see the radio show be coming to an end, really a 33-year involvement with radio will be ending for me. And 16 years of doing this particular radio show will be coming to an end. And I will then be moving on into the marvelous world of what we call alternative media. TV, film, books, who knows? And it's, man, I'll tell you, it's been a lot of fun. Doing this show is my way of being able to sort of express or vent what's obviously a pretty strange point of view. And do it with in a way that hasn't been done before in talk radio. So in any event, as we progress to the final 2 weeks of the radio show, we're also going to have on our website a place where you can stay in touch with us, get regular updates on what's coming, find out about what we're going to be adding to the archives in terms of the radio content, because we think after 16 years, we've had such a significant amount of really funny material that it all ought to be heard, finally. And we're going to put as much of that on there as fast as we can. We're going to get the search engine up and running to the point where you can keyword shows. You'll be able to enter in a keyword and find out, go to that show. Bits, different small phone call bits or long sketch bits will be in there. We'll let you know what we're doing in terms of television and other things. That's where you can find out about our radio show or about our other projects besides the radio content of our website. We'll be at www.philhendryshow.com. Now, let's see what else has been going on before we get into some of the phone calls. And I know I also have a visit from Jeff Dowder is going to be joining us. Apparently, he's auditioning for what, bud?
An NFL movie.
The NFL movies? Oh, NFL films.
Yeah.
He's going to audition for what?
NFL voice.
Because I know that the guy was doing, the guy that does the NFL film voice is retiring, so there's going to be enough. That's a cool job. To be able to voice the NFL film highlights is like all time. I think Harry Callis has done it. John Facenda has done it. Who else?
I think Rosie O'Donnell probably...
Rosie O'Donnell. No, man. Not even close, dude. So we'll get Mr. Dowder on the line. We'll give you our number here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're just going to hang and talk with folks for the final hour of the show, but I want to get... Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing really good, Mr. Henry. And again, I want to congratulate you on everything that you did on the radio, and it's been really fun, and I'm going to be missing seeing you and hearing about you, but I will be on your website. I know I've got a backdoor pass, and I know a lot of people do.
A backstage pass.
Yeah, I've got a backstage pass, and I know a lot of your fans will too.
All right. So tell me about you auditioning for the NFL films job. Now, what is the job?
The NFL narration job is the voice, really, of the NFL. And it started out, it was one time, a guy by the name of John Facenda, he was the voice. And his voice is known everywhere because he's the one who said, on a steel gray day, the Green Bay Packers and so forth. And
John Facenda was called the voice of God because he had such a beautiful, rich delivery, almost a mid-Atlantic British-style delivery. And then
he passed on, God rest his soul, and then along come some other guys. And then Harry Callis did it too, and he was okay, I understand. if you've seen Harry Callis, you probably would think maybe he has been maybe closing a few bars. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to comment or anything, but I just feel like...
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, he looks to me like he's probably had his head lifted off of a mahogany bar top. You know, hey, time to go home. You know what I mean? But what I'm going to...
Well, okay, that's a... If you want to get the gig, man, that's a vicious thing to say.
Well...
I mean, if you want to get the gig, that's kind of a vicious thing to say about a guy.
Well, I'm hopeful... You're right. I apologize for that. I just...
Harry Callis is the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. He's a terrific announcer. And what exactly... How do you audition for this?
Well, what I did was I told the people at NFL Films, Steve Saban, that I was...
Steve Stable?
Steve Stable, yeah. That I was...
Not Steve Stable. Steve Sable. And you're going to send him an audition tape?
Yeah, but I would provide the music, too. If you go down to Tower Records, you can get it. And it would go, if I can give it to you, Mr. Henry, I'd like to do it.
Go ahead.
On a cold steel day in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Paul Hornung and the Green Bay Packers take the field. On first down, Paul Hornung took the ball and ran down the field. See, I don't have a script or anything.
Okay, so what are you doing? You're just kind of...
Well, like, if I could use a term from that bit, I'm freeballing it right
there. It's not, you're ad-libbing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And then it kind of fades down. Dropping back on third down and 10, Bart Starr finds Marv Fleming tight end over the middle and connects for a 20-yard gain to the Kansas City 35. A replay shows how the Packer line...
Okay, can I stop you?
Yeah.
The stuttering man isn't going to make it.
Yeah, no, I know. I've got my script out here. I'm a little bit nervous, that's all.
All right, so when you audition for the voice of NFL Films, you can't stutter.
No, I know, but the reason why I call you is because you're a professional announcer and you could give me some tips.
Well, don't stutter.
No, I know that, but how's it sound so far?
I think that you have desire, and that's important. I think you have you obviously love the game. I think that you need to smooth it out again. Let me hear some more. Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What are you doing the music for?
Because that's what sets me apart from many of the others that will be doing it. Okay, so...
All right.
On two down, or not two down.
Okay. Read the script.
On second down, I'm sorry, I didn't put the ND in. It's just on two down. I should have put second down.
Right.
Okay. Bow. On second down and three.
Dude, are you all right, man?
I'm sorry, man. I got so tired. I got so nervous.
Go ahead.
On second down and three, Bart Starr gives it to the big fullback, Jim Taylor, who busts through, knocking Fred Williamson clean out of the back of the end zone. Halftime saw the Green Bay Packers leading 14-10 over the Kansas City Chiefs. When the second half kicked it off, is it...
Okay, see right there. Kicked it?
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Sorry. Okay, let me just make a note of that.
Then I got to get going.
Okay, all right. Just can I finish?
Yeah.
Let me just make a note of that. Kicked it. K-I...
Are you kidding, man?
What?
Kicked, dude! How do you spell it?
K-I-K-E-D?
K-I-C-K-E-D.
Okay, let me make a note of that.
Yeah, you make a note of that, man.
Kicked. Is it kicked?
It's kicked, you fool!
Okay, kicked. Okay. It looks like kiked.
It ain't kiked. It's kicked.
Okay. Ba-da-da-da-da-ba-da-da-wow, bow-wow. You know, because I'm going to do a little jazz thing with it.
That's great, man.
But finally, the game is busted wide open. Take a look at this replay as Bart Starr rolls to his right and finds Max McGee, who is out bird dogging chicks and looking up Poontang just 12 hours.
Okay, man, you can't. Did you write that?
Yeah.
You can't say that.
What can I say?
Forget about Max McGee was out bird dogging chicks the night before. Just go ahead and do it.
On this pass from Bart Starr, you'll see Max McGee make a behind-the-back catch, which totally flames Dave Robinson, the free safety of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and then they kiked the field goal, or the extra point.
No, yeah, they kiked the extra point.
Okay, great, man. So the Green Bay Packers beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
35-10.
Good. Well, you keep working on it, okay?
Uh-huh. Thanks, Mr. Henry. I just really enjoy everything about you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Can I also ask, are you going to be doing any more CD signings or anything like that?
No, that's all that stuff's done.
Are you going to be selling your CD?
Yeah, for a while.
What about the...
Get out of here, will you? Okay, so, yeah, that's great, man. Max McGee, who is out bird-dogging chicks and hunting up Poontang. 1-800-449-8686. We'll take some phone calls from you, the listener, in a moment.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, all right, fine. You can sing it.
Oh, boy, get you. Why, because that stoner comes on?
Well, you want to sing My Way?
No, I reworked the lyrics. I reworked the lyrics with a tip of the cap, an homage to Paul Anka.
Who's Paul Anka?
He wrote My Way.
Paul Anka? What is it with everybody tonight that can't pronounce anything? See, is that the same woman that says it's chimpanzee, not chimpanzee? What the hell? All right, so let's take some phone calls here. Hello, Tim in Riverside, California. How are you, man?
I'm outstanding. How are you doing, Phil?
I'm good, brother. Thanks.
I don't know how I can follow up and act like Margaret.
Yeah, well, she's going to be singing My Way by Paul Anka. What a sicko.
I can hardly wait. Well, this is Bo Haircut from Sweet Feathery Jesus.
How are you, brother?
I'm awesome.
Oh, you're a Californian, man. I thought you were with the rest of those Gloyds out in North Carolina.
No. Okay. I keep it out of the family.
Yeah, no kidding. No. I mean, no wonder those cats started that website back there. It's just all one big, fat, one-eyed, interbreeding, you know, festival.
Actually, one of those Gloyds today actually had his landscaper come over and put a topiary of two large breasts in his front yard.
Out of sight. That's great. It's freaking definitely crazy. So the website, Sweet Feathery Jesus, will continue?
Absolutely, yeah. It's Kung Fu Jesus who runs it. I'm the guy. I run Hendrypedia.
Oh, cool. Oh, dude, that Hendrypedia has been a source. It's been a source of material for us because I did a Art Bell bit, and I wanted to find I didn't want to write a new Peenemann Enterprises spot.
Yeah.
So I just went to the Peenemann section, and it was great because I got all these things. I said, God, did we write those? And I was able to use them. Hendrypedia, are you able to gauge how many hits you get and stuff like that? Or
yeah, I know. The first night you mentioned it,
yeah,
we had, I think it was like 800 or 900 hits that night. It was insane.
Oh, cool.
So, and normally we get, you know, about 200 a day. Yeah, three a day.
Three a day. Well, all right. So it's Hendrypedia.com.
Yeah,
and it's a repository for all the character names,
definitely,
terms that have been used on the show.
Absolutely.
Some of the cooler bits that have been on the show, and then once you see that, then you can connect with all the freaks on Sweet Feathery Jesus,
yeah,
and then you can go over to philhenryshow.com and actually listen to some of these shows.
Absolutely.
And we've got a lot of shows we're going to be putting up there, man.
Right on. Feathery Jesus lives on.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, it's an awesome
appreciate
thing.
It. Tim, thanks for calling.
Hey, my pleasure. Hey, thanks for all the memories, Phil. I love the show, and been a listener since 98. It's been a great run.
Yeah, it has, man. I appreciate it. Bull Haircut there from SweetFeatheryJesus.com. Checking in. Those cats are gone over there. We got cats on that website. There's Bull Haircut, Shoot Out a Log, Who else, man? Kung Fu Jesus. Kung Fu Jesus' girlfriend. Anal Ease is another guy that's on there. I wonder who that is.
Not me.
Yeah. Let's go over here. This is Aaron in New York. Aaron, hi.
Hey, Mr. Hendry. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to say that I've been listening to you for 3 years since I was 15, and it's just every night.
And you're now a man, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Sort of.
Yeah, I guess so. I just turned 18, so...
Wow.
But the sad part about this whole thing about you leaving is your last broadcast is the night I graduate from high school, so...
You ain't going to hear it? Well, you'll be able to come home and stream it if you want, or... Yeah.
Definitely. I've been a backstage pass member since I've been listening to you, and that's been 03, so...
Yeah.
Just, you know...
So almost since you were, started... It's a three-year high school?
Yeah, it's 10 through 12.
So when you got into high school, and now you're leaving... And, well, you know what? The material we think is going to, always be relevant or at least always be funny. So you can always go and find really classic stuff.
Right.
Graduation for pussies. Why don't you listen to the show?
Why don't you shut up?
Hey, I would if he was coming with
me. Yeah, no kidding. We'll always have the material. And then we're going to be involved in a lot of things like webisodes.
Yeah.
Podcasts. We're going to do a number of. There's going to be original material. It just won't be daily as it was.
Yeah.
And hopefully, what I'd really like to do is just kind of expand where we go with it. But I love you, man. Thank you for listening.
Hey, man, I only have two regrets. Is that one that I didn't get enough high school buddies to get in on. I tried to get a little cult going in my high school, but they're not into the radio thing. It's more computer and TV.
Yeah, I dig it. Yeah.
And I came in a little late. You know, I guess I missed 13 years of your show.
But we'll have it on the website, man. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about radio is it doesn't do a very good job getting people into it because it's not a content-driven medium. And our show has a lot of content. And that's why I needed to leave because I wanted to get into a medium that is into content. And
definitely.
Television and films happen to be. I mean, you can quibble about the kind of content, but they are definitely more content-driven. Radio is an advertising medium, and it just so happens that our show... And other shows, you know, like Howard's and a few others, do a serious amount of content. But I can't take it anymore, man. I'm going home, man.
I don't blame you.
I'm cutting a wrist.
You're the world's best kept secret, I'm telling you. I mean,
thanks. Yeah.
The laughs that I've gotten over the years. I mean, you basically got me through high school. So.
Cool. I'm glad to hear it.
I just want to thank you. And
I hope that
you're going to be missed, I'm telling you.
Thanks, brother. I hope that you were listening some nights with the radio just cranked really loud. So there's some old ladies. Because when I was in high school, seriously, when I was a sophomore in high school, there was a guy that did the overnight show here in L.A. named Ray Bream, and he was a very nice man. But there was an old lady next door that we used to blast it. And this is what it would sound like.
KABC.
Right? And I'm 50. You know, when you're 15 or 16, you don't have too many sleepless nights. You pretty much saw in logs all the way through the night. But when you're awakened by some old bag is... They found a dead body, and it was an old lady. What was I going to do?
I mean, if there's any, it was probably my mom, if anybody's banging, but I didn't hear it. So.
Yeah, but,
Was there a broom handle?
Shut up. All right, listen, thanks, brother. I'll be talking at you. Stay in touch.
I would miss you a lot. I just got to tell you that, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on TV.
Thanks, man.
All right,
Aaron. You take care,
man.
See
you later.
Thanks. Man, 15. Who was I listening to when I was 15? Sure wasn't my parents. I was listening to Led Zeppelin. When I turned 15, Doors. Then Zeppelin came out when I was 16. But it was the Doors for me. It was like Steppenwolf. Doors, Steppenwolf, Moody Blues, Beatles, yeah. Stones, yes. And whatever else was going on. Going to the freaking Rose Palace with your girlfriend, and she had those, that wine horn? What do you call those things? You remember those things? Back in the day, man, everybody carried those things around. And your girlfriend would be there. She'd have the bag of wine. Now, should I have been drinking? No, and I wasn't. Why did I bring up this story? I feel bad. Anyway, look at this. Ram in India is waiting online. Mike in New York. Robert up there in my old stomping grounds, Ventura. Chris in Bangor. Coming up here, 1-800-449-8686. Now, in just a few seconds, I am told...
And Mark won't let me know, but he says it is a freaking classic flashback, man. This thing is like mind-numbingly, skull-numbing doucheness at its best. Coming up on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, get ready, because we got a long flashback here, but a classic nonetheless, from August of 2001, August 31st, before the world changed. Dear Phil, I'd like to request a bit, the one where Jim Rome fills in for The Phil Hendry Show and does the voices of Margaret Gray, RC, and Rudy. Thanks, Phil. Matt, Sweet Feathery Jesus member, Fear and Loathing in Southern California. There's another SFJ member. Check it in with the Jim Rome bit from August of 2001.
And instead of taking real phone calls, talks to himself. Oh, that is hilarious. We're talking about the scab refs. Talk about that. Let's talk to Margaret today. Find out what's up with her. Talk to R.C. Collins. I'll be doing all the voices. I'll be talking to myself. I'll take your phone calls, too. But you're not supposed to know what's going on. You probably think the voices are somebody else. So call in. Sound like a dumbass. And that is classic. Totally. It's a couple of things. What is up with a smog cloud view from a space station? What's that about? I mean, the astronauts are up there floating around the dome, checking each other's grill. Stop down, check the fish wrap, look out the window. There's smog on the earth. I am sure. That is hilarious. I know you're doing all the voices of the characters on the show today. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Jim Rome filling in. Talk about that. Okay, Margaret's up.
Yo, Rome, what's up? This is Margaret.
What's up?
I was just there. I had sex with Frank. Frank's my husband. Thought I'd call and talk to you about the scab refs. Thanks for the vine.
No problem. Sup?
Sup, Rome?
Sup?
Sup?
What you got to say?
I just don't like it, you know. It's Frank. It's not an oxygen tank. I'm writing my column, Little Bird told me. I'm going to put in my column if your scab refs bogus. To the max, to the curb. That's all wrong.
I said Jason J. Delmonico. Is that your kid?
Yeah, that's my kid.
As that kid that you have, he's like going out on auditions, whatever, trying to be a Hollywood megastar, you know, before his like ninth birthday or some sort of insanity like that. I mean, that is hilarious.
Hey, don't get up my grill about it. Hey, it's a 9-year-old kid. Kid's going to be a big star.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I.
Out.
Thanks. I just got R.C. Collins. R.C., sup?
Sup, Rome. Thanks for the vine.
Yeah, what's up?
Great show as always. Hey, you know something? I don't have a testicle. I got one bald uniball. I mean, what's up with that? I'm walking through life, I got one bald uniball. You know, they bust that unibomber, everybody thought it was me. See, my friends can't even spell. I'm going out, my mom drinks. My dad isn't even around. What's up with that, you know? Get on every goth website I can think of. And then when my day's finally ended, get together with my friends, try to play Kurt Cobain, man. You know, spin the rooster with like a shotgun to the chin. What's up with that? Another thing I don't like.
Out. What is up with these voices I'm doing today? Talking about doing a Cobain. I mean, let's get some uplifting news. Mr. Rogers is retired. Isn't that good enough news for you? Or do I got to get over to the story about this absolute insane maniac shooting all these people in the Midwest? Yeah, right. I talk to Rudy now. Rudy, he's the man. He's got all these chicks. Knows how to do that whole thing with a tongue. Sup, Rudy? What's going on?
Yo, Rome. It's good to talk to you, Rome.
Hey, how's that import-export business going, Rudy?
Well, you know something? I am so down. All these beautiful birds. Man, I'm going from town to town, country to country, getting more ass than a freaking saddle. All I gotta do is that.
Yeah, what's that thing you do with your mouth?
I just go la 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 la. It's sexy. Chicks do it. I go up to them very abruptly. What's up? I go blah, 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 blah. They're hot. They're moist. Suction cup. They're doing that.
Dude, that is rude. Dude, that is rude. Suction cup. I am sure. I mean, you know, let's calm down, people. going around the world, moisting them up and going, la, la, la. That is classic. I am sure. All right, Harvey Wireman. Harvey, what's up with you?
What's up, Rome? Thanks for the vine.
What's on your mind?
Hey, Rome, I'm 78 years old. I can't have a decent bowel movement. What's that all about? And then when I try to take a dump, it's coming out of there like granite, like somebody just chipped rocks out of my intestine, trying to shove it down some kind of a cement mixer. Use half the stuff out of my colon, man, to pour a pool deck. I mean, what is up with that? And then, I mean, like a retired doing pro bono work, all kinds of different, you know, charitable causes, and
You suck. That just is not a good take. Call up, don't suck, have a take. Dude calls up, what is up with that? Let's take some phone calls. First of all, I got a guest I'm going to bring on right now, Dr. Jim Sadler. Dr. Sadler, what's up?
What's up, bro?
Dr. Sadler, we can take some calls on your premise that, I don't know, whatever it is you got to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's a call. Hey, Rudy D-Town, what's up?
What's up, Romy? Thanks for the vine. Hey, Dr. Sadler, yeah? I think you suck, yeah? Well, maybe you suck harder. Yeah,
come on, people. We can't have some kind of polite conversation. Everybody in everybody's grill today. What's up with that? Hey, what is this story I'm seeing here about a party thrower hit with manslaughter, a woman who authorities said hosted a beer party that preceded the deaths of three teenagers in a car wreck, was charged with three counts of involuntary manslaughter? Sup with that? All right, let's check it out. Let's go over here now to Mavis. Mavis, how you doing? Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. Jim Rome filling in.
What's up, Romy? Hey, you know, you're doing such a better job doing the voices of Phil. That whole party manslaughter thing. I mean, since when can't we have a couple of keggers? Loosen it up. Try to send something through the whole bloodstream besides secondhand nicotine. I got to breathe every day in my dirtbag job working as an insurance adjuster. I thought I'd have a couple of brews.
Yeah, but you want to kill people?
Why not? I mean, the whole thing about that.
I haven't racked one call today. Sup with that? All right, it's Jim Rome.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, pure exhibitionism. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
The final broadcast of The Phil Hendry Show, the final live broadcast, will be on June 23rd, 2006. And from that day forward, well, actually, after that day forward, our radio shows will be archived on www.philhendryshow.com. They already are archived there, but we will begin to turn www.philhendryshow.com into the total repository of our shows that it should be, and that means that we'll have complete shows, every single show that we ever did here in our national broadcast, as well as the local shows, as many local shows as I can find. And, you know, it's a digital world, my brothers and sisters. It's a digital world. Now, the reason why I bring that up is when I started in the biz, it was a magnetic tape world. And as recently as 1991, 1992, while there was digital editing going on in radio in 1990, it wasn't going on universally, and we were still cutting tape. So up until, and in my case, I'm hauling around magnetic tapes of my show as recently as the late 90s, 96 maybe, 97, like the last shows in Miami, is all on tape. Or maybe it's CD, I don't know. I don't even have any full shows from Miami, I don't think, anymore. I just got all the best ofs. But I might have a few. Now, you find me a reel-to-reel. Do you have a reel-to-reel machine in here, Mark? We don't have a reel-to-reel machine. In other words, I don't know, it's like saying, hi, I've got some vinyl. Anybody want to hear a record? No. First of all, I don't want to hear. I remember the days, man. Oh, God, I love this album. So converting all of that material will be kind of challenging. But one thing we will have for sure, every single show that was ever done on our national radio show will be in our archives. We'll be streaming. We'll have a continuous 24-hour radio station going on our website at www.philhenryshow.com. 24-hour Phil Henry radio station material, always going, always running, and that will be free. Then if you want to get into our archived stuff, and we're going to start with the very earliest shows, and we'll work our way forward. So like, say, 1 week or 1 day or 1 month or whatever, we will feature this show. And it'll be from way, way back. And then we'll work our way forward from there. That's kind of the way. That's what I've got in mind anyway. We'll see. Maybe it's too complicated for you, bud, because you're going to be going in there listening to all that stuff.
Jesus.
All right. Our number here is 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray will be along in a moment. She's reworked the words of My Way. And we'll take your phone calls, too, as we say adios to our to our family here. Alisa?
Hi.
How are you?
Phil.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. In Bakersfield, huh?
Bakersfield, yep.
Yeah. Now, is that all Okie country up there for sure?
Oh, God, it's horrible.
It's
so
horrible.
Bad over here.
Well, I was through
there. All I can do is listen to your show. That's all I keep doing.
You know, I worked for a guy when I was a kid. I worked for a guy named Dar Job.
Uh-huh.
And the dude was from Visalia, California.
Visalia's gross, too.
Yeah, and Visalia is, like, it's California. But this guy's like, now, Phil, here's what I want you to do. Get over here to the thing. And the cat came from California. Where the hell did you get that accent, man?
Yep. Everyone has accents here. It's crazy.
Yeah, I met a guy. I was in Hawaii, and this dude is from Bakersfield with his wife. And he's this big, tall dude, and he's got the Ted Nugent hair, but it's all gray, with the big, long, freaking Fu Manchu. The guy's about 6'8".
Yeah.
His wife's sitting there all jazzed about her S-Series Jaguar. And he's, you know, like,
we went on down here. I got myself a pineapple.
Where are you from?
Beverly Hills. Anyway,
no, you're kidding me, man. No. So I say that to say I drive through Bakersfield every now and again when I decide I'm going to take 99 and not the 5.
Oh, yeah.
So do you come here often or do you?
Oh, I'm
uneasy first date, isn't it? It's like, so yeah, it's really neat. How'd you like the movie? It's like that? Okay. Do you want to get a drink or something? Or?
So I'm reading what the Gloyds are saying in Sweet Feathery Jesus, and I'm just laughing. It's so funny.
What are they saying?
Oh, they're telling me what to say to you.
Okay, go ahead. It's like a chat room. Only
it's pretty fun. It really is.
It's chat to audio.
Yeah.
Is there any particular question you want to ask? Or?
No, I just want to say I've been listening to you since 97.
Yeah.
And you get me through every single day at work. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, that's cool.
So I really love your show.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you.
I'm so glad I got to talk to you before you left.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm eligibility clerk for a medical group.
Eligibility clerk?
Yeah, so I have like an 8-to-5, you know, all
gig.
Day
yeah.
sitting down job. Yeah.
You
so
know,
I have
I've
my
had...
iPod with me at all times.
Oh, that's cool. I've had an 8-to-5 job my whole life, and now as of the 23rd, I'm going to be what is called an independent contractor, you know.
Cool. You know what? I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Alisa.
Mm-hmm.
I think we will have some luck, but I don't want to stay too far away from you guys, and so that's why we'll keep our website
definitely.
Up
I'm on the list.
Cool. Thanks,
okay,
Alisa.
Thanks, Phil. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Now, we're going to take a break. Margaret has some songs she wants to sing, and we'll be back.
How dare you? How dare you?
Well, look, you've got a song?
I'm going to sing a reworked with an homage to Paul Anka.
Yeah, My Way. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, bud, what are you printing up?
I'm printing up the history of the Panic of 1837.
Why?
I was reading up on it.
Well, what has that got to do with my show, man? I got to get a... Get her on the line, will you?
Yeah, I'll get the skank up.
Hi, Margaret.
I want you to know that I'm going to be issuing a formal complaint. Whatever that was that called me a skank, he better run. He can hide, but he won't lose me. And
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. You called her a skank.
Boy, you can run, but you can't hide. You... What a tard.
All right. You're going to sing My Way, but you've reworked the lyrics, and I know that this is a... And I appreciate it very much.
Well, Phil, I didn't rework the lyrics so much as I gave them more meaning and gave them a little bit of a Phil Henry feel, if you will. I'm going to be singing this a cappella, and again, this is for you, Phil, and for all of the things that you've done. Excuse me, I know I'm making noise with the phone.
What the Christ are you doing?
Shut up, Frank, and go back to sleep.
Can't sleep with your skank voice.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, but because I do a radio show, I do it their way.
For what?
Okay,
thanks. Because I do a radio show, I do it their way. What a whore.